The big news that came out of this week's Oklahoma City Council meeting involved the body formally voicing its opposition to State Question 777. That's the so-called right to farm proposal, and you can find out more about that on our website. But toward the end of Tuesday's gathering, members also discussed abandoned buildings in the city's list of problem properties. Joining me now to talk about that is Ted Struley from the Journal Record. He's with us to close out each week with a conversation about Oklahoma's business stories. Ted, your reporter Brian Bruce was at that council meeting at City Hall, and he reported that securing blighted properties and demolishing others that can't be salvaged cost the city $1.5 million dating back three fiscal years. But the city's development service director, Bob Tiener, said for every abandoned building that comes off the problem properties list, two more take its place.
Well, that's right. This is a fairly new project, so they're discovering more and more properties as they go along. So far, over those 3 years they've been looking at this, they've spent $1.5 million, as you said, to acquire, rehab, or demolish some of these abandoned buildings. They've only been able to recover, though, about $937,000 of that $1.5 million they've spent. So on the face of it, it doesn't look like a great investment, but over the long haul, of course, they hope to get a number of those properties back on the tax rolls under new ownership, and they'll come out okay in the long run. As of June 30th, they'd identified 639 abandoned buildings, but there isn't really anything to compare that to because they've only been keeping the running list for about a year or so. There isn't a lot of historical data.
And during Tuesday's meeting, Councilman Pete White said he's interested in seeing the city take a more proactive approach when it comes to taking these buildings down.
They have to be impacting the neighborhoods around them. I think most of them are owned by speculators anyway. I mean, you could almost guarantee that. And I'm not sure we shouldn't put a budget. I know it's a tough year to be adding things to the budget, but I think it certainly would be positive. And it might have an effect on getting people to do something about them if they saw they were going to be torn down.
So why does the city have such a stake in getting rid of these abandoned properties? What are some of the issues that they're dealing with?
Well, certainly, as Councilman White alluded to in that clip, it affects neighboring property values and affects a lot of other Oklahoma City taxpayers. But there's also problems with squatters getting into the building. They've had some problems with arson, so police and fire departments have to respond to calls at some of those abandoned buildings. In 2014, the city actually started billing property owners for those emergency response services. Last year, the city spent about $89,000 on those calls, but they were only able to recover about $6,000 of it from the property owners. So some new ordinances might make the process of recovering that money a little bit easier, but that's not ready to go yet.
And the most expensive property on that list was the Lantana apartment complex at Northwest 10th and Rockwell, which is represented by Ward 1 Councilman James Greiner.
I think since we've torn down the seven fire-damaged buildings at Lantana, we've seen movement in the ownership, and like that we're serious and that they need to do something about it.
And I pulled up that apartment complex on Google Maps just to see exactly what Councilman Greiner was talking about, and you can even tell from the satellite imagery just how dilapidated this property is. Is this type of response that Lantana saw from the city or developers typical?
Well, no, Brian, it's really not typical at all. This is an exceptional property on their list, by far the most expensive. They've racked up some $28,000 in emergency calls just last year for that one apartment complex. Now, by comparison, the next two properties on that list of emergency response costs came in at $6,300 and $5,200 respectively. So the next two highest, each less than a fourth of what's been required out there at Lantana. The council approved a $235,000 contract last year to tear those down and remove a lot of the debris. But there's a balance the city council has to strike between making Oklahoma City a clean, attractive, desirable place to live versus where they are spending the city's budget.
That's Ted Struley. He's the editor-in-chief of Oklahoma's weekday business and legislative newspaper, The Journal Record. Ted, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Brian.